Photoshop Wednesday number 30. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasts and tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcast.com. Today's Photoshop Wednesday will cover shapes. Push the letter U on your keyboard to select one of the shape tools. Holding down the Shift key and striking the letter U will cycle you through the different shapes. Now up to this point, we've been using bitmapped information on our canvas. Now we're going to be using vector information, which is mathematical points in space that create a shape that will be filled with pixels. One of the real benefits of a shape is it's scalable. You can now bring the object up in size and you won't get that fuzzy edge that you might get from something that's been painted with a bitmap. And the downside to shapes is you can't really paint with a shape. Think of a shape as a cutout piece of paper setting on a layer. Let's start out with the rectangle tool. Move out onto your canvas, press and drag to draw a rectangle shape. Now remember, if you need feedback on either the size or location of this object, be sure to have your info palette open as you're creating these shapes. Now once a shape has been drawn, you can hold down the Shift key and draw an add to this shape, just like a selection. So then the Option key would work the same way. It would remove a portion of the shape. Now if you need something fancier than a rectangle, you also have rounded rectangles, ellipses, polygons, lines, and custom shapes. Each one of these tools has an option in the Options panel at the top. For instance, a polygon can have 6, 8, or 10 sides. Other options for shapes can be found at the far right-hand side of the Shapes bar. For instance, in the Ellipse options, I can have Unconstrained, I can draw a circle or equal sides, Fixed Size, Proportional, or I can draw from center. Each one of the tools has its own set of options. In the Shapes Options panel, you'll also find the Color Selector as well. Now, as a small side note, notice that each time you draw a new shape, it's surrounded by a thin black line. To make this line go away, go to the Paths palette and deselect the Vector Mask. Now, at any point in time, if you'd like to draw a bitmap shape, you can click on the Fill Pixel icon, and in a new layer, you can draw your bitmap shapes. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video format at www.oneminutetip.com. If you're enjoying the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday or finding this podcast helpful, be sure to go over to the iTunes Music Library and rate it. See you next Wednesday.